email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Alan Hughes and Carol Broderick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
How are you?
Season 26 of your panto. Yes. And you, Alan Hughes, were just telling me that this is your 31st consecutive year.
31, or maybe even 32 consecutive years of doing panto, because even during COVID, we filmed one. And so I actually have been doing panto for over 30 years.
Hello, Guinness Book of World Records. Yeah, we've Alan Hughes on the line for you.
I'd just love to know, is there anybody has done it consecutively in professional panto? Maybe some, you know, amateur shows around the country, they may have had a dame or something.
I think you have a record there, Alan. I think you do. And the reason, because I didn't know this until I read about G today, that pantos don't happen all over the world.
No, it's Ireland and the UK. That's the tradition.
And
the only other country in the world that we know of is Malta.
Right.
Malta have a panto in Valletta and St. Julian's.
Two pantos. Well, that's because of the British.
Yes.
The British,
being there. But yeah, it's a very much an Irish and English tradition. And it is a wonderful tradition for the Irish people. They love it.
Beauty and the Beast, a Sammy and Buffy adventure, the National Stadium. And you're in rehearsals at the moment. In fact, you've come straight from rehearsals.
I have come off the stage half an hour ago.
He was high kicking.
I was high kicking across. At my age, Ray. Now, come on. Seriously.
I won't ask you what age you're.
A lady never tells her age. I was high kicking on the stage because the end of Act One is the big "Be our guest, be our guest," and so we have the whole chorus line all doing the high kicks. We've dancers doing somersaults. It's incredible.
Throw the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah,
as they say.
I'm just presuming. I shouldn't presume that people know that you're married.
Oh yes,
you're a couple and have been together 31 years.
Yeah, we're 31 years together.
So were you doing a panto that year? You met him.
Yeah. And then it was after that, Carl said to me, "We should produce this ourselves." And I was going, "Don't be so stupid. How will we do this ourselves?" And he said, "Well, I'll write it. We'll get together and we'll put it on." And our very first panto, and there's still people who came to that panto, still coming to our panto now, and followed us from like up in the Tivoli and now to the National Stadium. And it was up in St. Anthony's Hall on Merchant's Quay. Do you know the church? St. Anthony's Hall.
And Karen, what were you doing 31 years ago?
I was working in advertising.
Right.
And I met Alan. And
there was a chance meeting on a call street.
Meeting. And I always wanted to be like a songwriter, so I kind of wanted to go in that direction. And then I didn't even know Alan worked in the entertainment business until about 4 weeks after I met him. He showed me a scrapbook and it was a picture of him in black and white getting off a train, and I went, "Oh Jesus, he's that guy from the ESPN."
Yeah, yeah. Because you got mentioned last week because we had Niall McCabe.
We heard you.
We listened to you every day.
We listen to every day. If we're in the car, we're listening to you.
So you didn't recognise him from the telly?
Not at all. And the funny thing was, have you ever seen a movie when they have this kind of weird thing where it looks like the scene zooms in when a person's having an out of body experience?
Yes, yes.
I kind of had one of those because I'd remember. I remember sitting on the sofa talking about that ad with my dad, who was telling me it's Dusty Springfield song and everything.
And the thing was, when we were talking about maybe producing the panto, because he worked in advertising, we could get cheap ads in the paper.
And we did. And it's kind of how we were
really
able to
helped.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It helped.
So you were an actor first, Alan, were you?
Well, loosely now, come on. I was in Equity for years. And like, I was sort of doing
Barry?
I did loads of extra work. So you know, like the extra. So I did. I was like on the Irish RM, Remington Steele, every film that was made in Ireland. My head was somewhere in the background doing it, and then progressed to shop steward and stuff like that. So I'd be counting everybody getting on the bus in the morning, making sure we all got paid that day.
And did you have to audition for that ESB ad?
Yes. Audition. Like, I don't say anything in it. So they just sort of said, like, they saw a few people, they saw me, they went, "Yeah, he looks like a returning student."
And how old is that? How old is that?
God, it's a long time.
So it's older than your relationship?
Yeah. Yes, we met in 93 and I think it's 88 or something.
And they still bring it back?
They don't bring it back anymore. They did. I know when ESB turned to Electric Ireland, they wanted to reminisce and like bring back the memories. And then sort of, so it came back again and they hadn't bought me out, so they had to do renegotiating.
You know the funny thing is, about 2 years ago, they came to us and asked us, "Could we do it?" And when he got off the train, it would be his husband, me, waiting on him. They were going to do that.
They were going to try to do that.
A lovely thing to do.
Yeah, and I remember Mario Rosenstock, when he had his TV show, did a skit on it. And when I came back, like the car, the stuff, and Mary Rose's truck opens the door and I hands her my watch and I said, and slams the door in my face.
Yeah. And of course, Carol, you wrote a Eurovision entry.
I did.
And you've tried a number of times to.
I have, yeah. It's funny, actually.
Was it Love? No.
Yeah, Love with Donna and Joe.
Yeah, Love with a question mark, yeah. Mm. And then tried again.
That's
with
why I said, was it Love?
Oh, yeah. Was it Love? Yeah, sometimes I actually, it's weird because being a songwriter and Eurovision, I sometimes feel like two totally separate hats because it just happens to be that Eurovision is a song contest and I'm a songwriter. But I think even if I was a songwriter and it was a different contest, when I was like 6 years old, I went, that's the dream.
Yeah.
And it just is. I'm obsessed by it.
Do you write a song every year for it? Or?
I don't really, because sometimes it's kind of like, it's an awful lot of time and effort and energy, even if your song is chosen between the 4 or 5 months before you go to Eurovision.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, you have to get on that campaign trail. So you have to know whether you want to really do it. Now, I have put one in this year that I...
Oh, have you?
Oh, have you? That's news to me.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Right, okay.
Yes, I know, I did. I didn't really tell anybody.
Oh,
but
okay.
Is your name on it? Yeah, it
all
is.
Right, okay.
And it's amazing.
Keely. Hello, Michael Keely.
You're proud of it.
It's unbelievable. It's really gorgeous, yeah. It's gorgeous, yeah.
Is it a ballad or a...
It's a ballad, yeah. It's kind of... I wanted us to have a song. I loved what Bambi Tug did last year, but I couldn't grab onto a song. I couldn't sing it, you know.
The middle bit had a lovely melody.
Yes. And they did amazing.
Yeah, Bambi did amazingly.
The production was
incredible.
Who
would you want to sing this song of yours?
Oh my God. You know who I'd absolutely love to sing it? I would love Mark from Westlife to do it.
Right.
And the funny thing is, we've often talked about it, myself and Mark Feely. And funnily enough, we both have a favourite from Eurovision back in the day, which is an obscure one, which was Edita Goryniak for Poland in 1994. She came second.
Right.
Anyway,
you're right, it is an obscure one.
It's an obscure one. But she came second to Rock and Roll Kids in Dublin.
All right, this is
all new to me. Now, there we go. I'll be having words outside.
The other thing
which is odd, for two men who do a panto and have done one for the last 26 years, you 31 years, that you didn't go to the panto as children.
From Ballyfermot, like, we were never taken to panto. And Carl,
from Armonstown. And there was nobody else going, so I didn't feel like left out or anything. I saw the first panto I saw was what we met in September, and I saw Alan in panto that Christmas.
Was that odd going to?
That was my first time.
There he was.
Was it odd going?
Yeah.
I thought he was so good.
All right.
See
that now. Never lost it.
Yeah, I just thought he was. Do you know something? Mark Hagney said the loveliest thing about Alan. Mark, who was Alan's.
Yes.
He said, Alan Hughes puts his arms around the audience and gives them a great big hug.
Right.
In panto, and I couldn't put it any better myself. I love it, you know.
You're Sammy Sausages.
It's a character that Carl created.
Yes.
And it's something that, like, I get people in shopping centres or airports shouting, Sammy Sausages, there's Sammy Sausages. Not there's Alan Hughes off Ireland AM. It's there's Sammy Sausages. And they come over to me and go, oh, we've grown up with you. We love you. The family goes, and that's what it is. And we're talking about maybe traditions of panto in Ireland. We have people who are coming from 4 to 84 and where the granny would buy, like, it's always like a great Christmas present for someone to buy the family, you know. So the granny would have bought
it's great to have a recurring character, and it's probably good for you as well.
I love it. I come out and I say, do you know who I am? And you just get the audience shouting back Sammy Sausages. Yeah. So that's, and that to me is just lovely.
I've never been to one of the pantos.
Maybe
this is the first year, although.
And it's great for adults as well, I have to say.
I'm probably reluctant to go because of this daddy dance thing.
That's why I want you to come, right? You were paying the drums the other day,
so now you're
going to be up dancing. We do this thing, a daddy dance, and the kids just love it. So we get all the daddies in the audience, well, the ones who don't run to the loo when this comes out, and we get them up on stage and we teach them the song sheet.
So and the kids love it. And the funniest thing is, like, going back 10 years ago, up to about 10 years ago, Buffy, who's Rob Murphy, who is just an amazing dame, would go and, like, seek out a few daddies. Now, as soon as it's mentioned, the daddies are all walking up.
All right,
I think the
kids are all going, "Daddy, you will go up, won't you?" And it's like a hero thing, the dad's up there.
A woman stopped me in a supermarket yesterday and she said, "We can't wait." And I said, "For what?" And she says, "My 57-year-old husband can't wait to get up and do the daddy dance. Which is, and it's just,
I'm surprised we got
you have a
back.
Great cast, Susan McFadden and Johnny Ward. There's a great story there because Johnny was in the first one, was he?
Yeah, he was Boys Only when we did a tribute act to Boys Only, and Johnny
called Boys Only.
And Johnny was in that as one of the characters from Boys Only.
He's been doing it forever.
He's amazing.
Oh, he's just brilliant. It's just brilliant. The funny thing is, I didn't go to the rehearsals for about 5 days, and I went in like 2 days ago, and I was filming bits, and all you can hear is me roar and laugh.
At your
own
jokes.
Laughing at my own stuff because Dave brought it like to life, you know.
But when you've people like Susan McFadden and Niall Sheehy from the West End just singing those, and we've like Wicked, or like songs from Wicked, like Defying Gravity and all that, it's just amazing.
The atmosphere does be electric. Like, it is great fun.
Can you hang up there in the Guinness Book of World Records? Somebody's been on. I think John Linehan, also known as May McFetteridge, is the panto dame
in Belfast.
But see, that's not necessarily
33 years
Ireland though.
I might be doing a 33. I don't know.
He's 33. That's not confirmed now. That's just the text.
33.
We'll have to fact check that.
I'm there. I'm nearly there.
When you did your
I'm nearly
one.
There.
I think
Beauty and the Beast, a Sammy and Buffy adventure, is in the National Stadium. Produced, written by Carol Brott. Well, you're produced as well, starring Alan Hughes, Johnny Ward, as we said, and Susan McFadden and others. Thanks so much. Great to see you, lads.
Thank you. Panto.ie is where you can get all the information.